talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Hi there.
Hi, Haley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for coming on.
No, I'm so happy that you guys reached out and asked me to do this. I'm so excited.
Awesome. So are you in North Carolina right now?
Yes, Raleigh, North Carolina, playing for NC Courage.
Nice. How have you liked it so far?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty positive experience. Big change from college soccer, nonetheless, but figuring it out. It's an emotional roller coaster.
I was going to ask, what do you think is the most challenging thing about going from college to professional?
You know what? I'm still technically enrolled in school right now. I'm finishing up classes. So I would say like that's been pretty difficult managing, staying up to par with that as well as trainings. I think it's just different dynamics too between coaches and within your teammates. I'm very grateful that I came into a really great team with a positive team culture, but I don't know. I mean, it's been exciting though. So I think that's just understanding and trying to navigate the demands of what the coaches need from you now versus what the last 4 years of college have been. Well, yeah. Six in my case.
Every level is just like a whole new traumatizing freshman experience, just in a different,
traumatizing freshman experience. Exactly. I'm like, I'm just actually, here's my answer. Coming from a 6 year from UVA, having done 6 years of college and playing and being comfortable then, to being a freshman all over again. That's been the hardest transition, I think.
It's almost like as you play in college, you get so comfortable by the time you're a senior. Not like comfortable in a complacent mindset, but just like, you know what to expect. Yeah, everything is routine. I mean, unless you've had some sort of crazy coach change in the middle of your season or something, you pretty much, you know what to expect going into it. You know what's asked of you. You're comfortable and you're confident by the time you're a senior. And then it's just like the rug gets swept underneath you again.
You took the words out of my mouth, honestly, yeah.
Because 6 years especially, what was that like, being there for extra years and playing, being significantly older than a freshman that came in? I did the same thing as well. And I felt like a grandma sometimes.
I know. It was kind of fun at times. I feel like I won't say I was immature, but definitely a little more silly and goofy. Which, yeah, I don't think a lot of players saw me as necessarily the grandma motherly figure. But then again, because I transferred, so it was a completely different school altogether. But was injured my freshman year, so I had my COVID red shirt from Vanderbilt. Then I had my red shirt and then my COVID year. So then transferred from there again back to kind of the complacency. I feel like I had a great experience at Vanderbilt. Absolutely loved it. Loved my coaches, loved my teams, loved Vanderbilt. But following COVID, I knew I was going to take my fifth year at Vanderbilt, and very last second decided that I wanted a different, I wanted to play for a different coach. I wanted to play in the ACC because the ACC plays very beautiful soccer, very different than any other conference, and is considered to be like the top soccer conference in collegiate soccer. So taking that kind of next step and just seeing if I could do it was, I mean, the best decision I could have made.
How would you describe the play in that conference?
I feel like it was just, I became more of a soccer player than necessarily the athlete, which was the challenge I was looking for. So I feel like I developed my game and understood soccer and more so the tactics better. And it was a very big learning curve for me, for sure. And playing for Steve Swanson was one of the greatest honors of my life.
What was that like transferring? I mean, and switching schools, because I know there's players listening who might feel like they really want to do that, but they're afraid to. So yeah. What was it like? Because you're saying it was the best decision you made and is awesome. You went with your gut feeling.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was all sunshine. I can be able to look back on it and have such a positive experience. And it's not to take away from my time at Vanderbilt at all. Every season in my life was for a reason. And I did what I did at Vanderbilt, was found success, loved my team, great relationship with my coaches. Again, I still felt like I was lacking that challenge where it wasn't necessary complacency, but I wanted to see how I could kind of elevate my game. And that just was never going to be enough with me, is that comfortability of having my friends, that coach. I knew exactly what I was getting, and transferring was very, very much not something that I had always kind of mentioned it, but didn't take it very seriously. Then following COVID, I think that just was like, I need a drastic change. I need something different. I had that kind of almost void of, I need a challenge and something completely different. And that's when I, in May, following the NCAA tournament, when the season was both in the fall and the spring, I entered the transfer portal. And then within a couple weeks, actually probably within a week, I decided on UVA. And I mean, transferring as a fifth year and sixth year, you would already have 4 years of college soccer in your belt. You had a different kind of confidence about you. You knew, again, you had a base understanding of what you were going to get. But that the culture at UVA was so welcoming, and loved my teammates. Such a positive first summer working out with them. Great season. Became very close with the coaches. And so, again, I don't believe I would be in this position today, having now played 6 years of college soccer. It's a lot and still in school, but I love school enough. And I just consider myself very fortunate to have had this process pan out the way that it did.
Yeah.
And then to people that are looking to transfer, I was nervous. That was kind of like, I was 100% nervous. I curled up into the fetal position on my bed after I decided. I was like, why would I leave here? My best friends, great relationship with my coaches. I have one more year. Like, why would I do that? But it was that gut feeling that I knew I had to do something different and take a chance at least. And I just so like panic attacks, shakes, sweats, never thinking that it was going to work out. I honestly had people in my life say, well, hope it works out for you. Probably won't, but why would you do that? It was a lot of doubt. And I didn't think that would happen too, but because I've got nothing but support from my friends and my parents too. It was definitely difficult. Didn't think I'd end up anywhere. And then lo and behold, 2 years later, I found myself in Raleigh, North Carolina, playing professional soccer. And I think that's large in part to those 2 years that I decided to transfer.
Was that one of the reasons why you transferred? Because you wanted to go professional?
I had always kind of wanted to play professionally, but I think at Virginia too, I started following the NWSL more. Honestly, I didn't really watch professional soccer up until I transferred, just being in that environment too, where girls went into college at Virginia a year early with the intention already in mind, 3 years down the road, I'm leaving early so I can enter the draft. That did not cross my mind. As a kid, everyone dreamed about being a professional soccer player. And that was always kind of the natural, like, next progression, I guess, following college in my case of where I saw myself. But following Virginia, I think I took it more seriously and was like, I not only want to play, but I want to be successful and I want to do well. And I want to keep evolving in my game and keep growing and learning. So I think, again, everything that I learned at Virginia with Steve, and he runs his program very, very much like a professional team. So I've more than prepared coming into professional soccer leading Virginia.
How do you adapt to playing under different coaching styles? Is that an easy thing or is that something that's challenging?
Definitely challenging, especially now having played, this being my third head coach in 6 years, all with completely different personalities. It takes a lot of communicating, and I now at this point in my life, I feel confident enough to have these conversations and speak up when I don't understand something, go up, ask what they look at me, and then also speak to other players too in your position and look around. And I watch other NWSL games and I see, and I watch players at the top that are considered to be the top players in my position. And I'm like, what are they doing? What does it take to be a 9 at the highest level in this league? But also, again, I think it's been something difficult for me this season so far has been figuring out how to contribute my strengths in terms of on and off the field into the formation that the coach wants to play and where your team needs you to be and play that position that gets you on the field, but also what how your coach and teams feels like sees fit for you. So that's been difficult. Still learning.
Yeah, I feel like that's always a challenge, but I liked your advice on that. And I got to ask, what are you still in school for?
I am getting my master's in exercise physiology right now. Almost done.
That's all I have to do.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's why I went back and I ended up taking a year off like you did. And I went back and ran track and fields in like technically 6 years out of being a freshman. So I felt so old. But at Delphi and on Long Island, I got my exercise.
Oh, not at Delphi. I actually know somebody that went there. He transferred to Virginia for the master's in exercise physiology. I think he threw at Adelphi. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Do you feel like having that major and master's is helps you like apply it to you as an athlete with your training and the way you rest and the way you approach things?
I mean, it's definitely applicable versus a lot of other master's program, having being an athlete and learning, I guess the physiology for what it takes to be an elite competing athlete. There's tons of research. So I've read plenty of papers and articles and still am about these training processes and how it is very, very microscopic compared to anything that I thought prior and before. And everything is really, every recovery, nutrition, specific training exercises that we do in loads, it's all very calculated and scientifically backed. And so I feel like it's fun to kind of be able to realize that everything is for a reason. It's actually purposeful, and have that insight I do because of my master's program. And I love my professors, and they've also been super supportive of me, and they gave me the opportunity to finish it remotely so I can play professionally and be away.
That's awesome. Why are you getting that master's? Do you hope to coach one day or train or?
Exercise. I've always just been interested in science. I majored in medicine, health, and society at Vanderbilt, which was more so the public health side of things. But the biological sciences is something I've always been gravitated towards, and it just has made sense. If you ask me anything about economics, I could not tell you right from left. But maybe eventually, we'll see what happens if I stay within like a sports realm of physical therapy, or I mean, there's so many different within sports. There's so many ways to still be involved. Maybe PA school, med school, who knows?
Yeah. I'm curious, do you think it's important for players to get a degree before they go pro? Or do you think, because I know it's so different now, like you said, like players are planning to leave school and like go into the draft and not get their degree. So I'm just curious, because I feel like personally for me, I would be like, I want to have, you know, some sort of thing to fall back on or something to help me get a job if down the line I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think even more so now, I completely agree with you. I'm a little biased. I've been in school longer than the average person. But as we've seen, even since I started college, a lot of players that have left high school and gone straight to playing professionally, or even not even graduated high school and finished high school while playing professionally. I mean, you know what you want at that age. You want to play soccer. You want to make a career out of it for a very long time. But for me personally, I always used soccer to get me into schools that I couldn't necessarily get into on my own merits. And it's not to say that I didn't work hard and not incredibly smart, but having a degree and graduating from these schools was always very important to me, especially because I want to play soccer as long as I'm physically able to. However, following soccer, I know that I was not necessarily intending to have a very long career with it. But take it one day at a time. But following soccer, I do believe that is important to have a degree or even just go to college and have that kind of experience, whether that be within not even academically, but socially too. I'm a completely different person than I was in high school versus where I am right now. And those were 4-6 formative years of my life. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, I'm so happy you brought that up because I'm so happy for players, whatever they want to do. But when I think about how much I grew as a person in college, I learned how to do laundry. I learned how to cook. it's such a learning experience. And then also you get to have such an amazing experience playing soccer too. And I feel like you said, it's like such a great time to grow as a player. But of course, to each their own. I was just curious your opinion on that. And I probably would have done the same, like continued doing some school. And it's great too, that, like you said, like the team is helping you do, you're completing class and school while also playing, which is amazing. So, so cool to have those, like that option now.
And it keeps me busy. I like school. I like learning. I'm kind of, I mean, it's as stressful as it is right now. I'm going to definitely miss having something else to do. So we'll see if I end up continuing to take some classes, because if I do want to continue future schooling, there's still some, of course, there's still some classes that I have to take that I didn't get done with undergrad and graduate school just because of soccer scheduling and whatnot. But yeah, no, everything you said, I agree. It's laundry. Just, I remember just being in such hard practices, or just, there was a day where just like, God, I can't do this. And you're like, I can't believe that people ever said these were the best 4 years of your life, because they're not living the life that I'm living. Like, they're all my parents are liars. They have no idea what they're talking about. But even being away from it right now, technically still in school, but I look back at college and I'm like, oh gosh, I would do anything to just turn back a couple years. And I'm still so close with all my teammates. My teammates really are people that will be in my life forever.
That's, I know, we always say, like, it's not even like the soccer memories, it's like the stuff around soccer, like, that we still always talk about, and it's still like the funniest stories.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't even tell you about the best win I had, but I can tell you about the worst practice we had, the worst fitness, and every single person's reaction to that fitness, and just some outlandish stories. A lot of the time it's off the field, so I mean, that makes me happy to hear.
Yep. Absolutely. So when you do finish with your classes, is there anything else that you are passionate about, or any hobbies that you're probably going to dabble in? Or if you're doing right now also, I'm sure you're so busy, but is there anything that you want to get into?
You know, it's going to be definitely different for sure, having been in school for as long as I have, finding things to do outside of school and soccer. I don't know. I've been reading a lot of books recently and trying to stay off my phone. I feel like I spend so much of my time on TikTok that I gotta turn it off. I gotta get off my phone. So I've been reading a lot and just trying to kill time that way. I went on a hike around Raleigh in North Carolina. Has incredibly beautiful scenery. I'm from Southern California, which is concrete and palm trees and beaches, which is different. Nashville, very different. And so Virginia now here. Just really try to immerse myself in this place and get and see what Raleigh has to offer and make the most, because I have no idea how long I'm going to be here for. It could be a couple years, it could be forever. But just try to be as active within the community, get into some volunteering, and just, again, try to get outside.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like when you are in such different areas and you don't know how long you're going to be there, it's good to make the most of that time there, because you never know when you'll be back. So
exactly. Cool. It's going to be special, because one of my aunts lived, I remember when I was a kid, she lived all over the United States because of her husband's job at the time. And I was like, oh my gosh, you lived here and here and here. And I'm like, I think back, yeah, one day I'm going to be able to look at my kid and be like, yep, I lived in North Carolina.
That's so cool. Guys, any other questions for me? Oh, actually, I would like to ask, is there anything right now you're focusing on or off the field to improve your game this season?
Off the field, I would say just keeping as level-headed as possible. I feel like throughout college, especially early on, I had a great first year, slow second year. It's an absolute roller coaster. And so I've felt my best off the field when I really just have fun with soccer. And that's easier said than done. But make a conscious effort every single day to not be a stress case and do everything in your control. Just give yourself the opportunity, but never, doesn't always go your way. But all you can control is your emotion and your attitude, which again is very, very difficult. But being as consistent as possible and just trying to be as happy off the field, and whatever happens at the field stays at the field, come home and live a double life in a way. But it's always, but if you have fun with soccer, then everything else just seems to kind of just seem to be very smooth. So that's definitely a big one for me this year, and actively working on it.
That's a great piece of advice, and a little easier said than done sometimes, but I feel like that is a skill that takes years to be able to master, to be able to keep a level-headed view and not get too sucked into the negative moments or too sucked into the positive moments, which I love. I guess one last serious question before we jump into some rapid fire. You've been playing a lot of games. You had 104 caps in college, which is absolutely wild. And now you're continuing a whole new set of caps as a pro. What is the greatest lesson that soccer has taught you so far?
The greatest lesson, it's really allowed me to value my relationship with people and be able to talk to people and form very deep, meaningful relationships with people from all across the country of different backgrounds. I think that's soccer has really brought and united a lot of people that I never would have met in my entire life that I still keep in touch with every single day. So I think I'm big into the people aspect of soccer and also just competing and being able to have those moments and share those moments with teammates, because at the end of the day, the wins are wins and the losses are losses, but to be able to share that experience with people, that it's such a niche and small group of us that really get to live this day in and day out. And outside of that, not a whole lot of people understand what that's like. And so the soccer community is a small one, but within that, it's very close knit. And even have it sitting this conversation, sitting here and talking, you all know exactly what I mean to talk about and have so many stories to share and reflect back on your times in college with your teammates. It's special. And I could see why people want to play as long as possible, just because being on a team, once you're out of it, it's hard. There's not a lot of experiences and jobs and industries that can really replicate what it means to be a part of a sports team, no matter what, at what level. So,
love that. It's such a privilege to play, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to constantly remind myself that.
I love that. All right. Are you up for some silly rapid fire questions?
Sure.
All right. First question. What is your go-to coffee order?
Cold brew, black, no room.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. That's hardcore.
Yeah. I started drinking coffee and I was just like, I don't even want to incorporate any sugar frappuccinos. I'm like, let's just go as bitter as possible.
Wow. That's impressive. What's your favorite drill at practice?
My favorite, anything shooting and finishing.
Who is your favorite team to watch?
My favorite team to watch. Oh gosh. Oh, my favorite team to watch. I think the Portland Thorns have been exciting this season. I've watched a lot of games, but I think that they found themselves in a good rhythm the last couple of games and moved the ball really well. So that's been a good one. And NC Courage.
Do you have a favorite athlete?
A favorite athlete. I respect the hell out of Serena Williams. I think she's awesome. I think she's an absolute beast and has revolutionized tennis. So big fan of her.
Did you have an athlete that you looked up to when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, being from Southern California, I was a big Kobe Bryant fan. So him being local and he lived in my area. So he was always just like a big figure for us, for me growing up. And it's just his Mamba mentality has always just been in the back of my mind and inspiring. And I think I grew up watching a lot of the national team too. Megan Rapinoe is one that comes to the forefront. And now it's again full circle that these women are still in the league and playing. And now I find myself in the field with them. So it's every time I remind myself, I'm like, oh, this is crazy.
Absolutely. It's gotta be such a weird feeling. I love all the stories about that. Like people who have the jerseys of their favorite players and then like are on their team. It's like, it's so cool. Favorite book?
Favorite book, Harry Potter series.
I love reading. I have not read Harry Potter.
You what?
I love Harry Potter.
And I feel like as soon as I open it, I'm gonna be like, why did I just wait like 30 years to do this?
You have to. I truly believe that everybody in their life should read the Harry Potter series. It is so good and it's not for kids.
Wow. And you know, I don't even read, and I've read the Harry Potter series.
I will say, I listened to it on audio tape. Like, I listened to, like, one of the books on audio tape, and it was so good for me, because I won't read it. So honestly, maybe, Shannon, you should do that instead. I don't know.
I don't know. But I'm going to try. I'm going to read it. I'll read it.
What's your favorite movie?
Harry Potter series. Within that, it's the Deathly Hallows Part One. That's got to be up there.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. What is it? My question. I'm so sorry. Which actress would play you in a movie about yourself?
What actress? I'd like to think that I love Friends, so I'd love to think that I have Jennifer Aniston's like humor and just kind of like carefree, silly personality. I don't know though. I'm probably way more serious than I think.
I like that one. If you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Ooh. Something maybe like a California BLT. I think I've been fortunate to live in a lot of different places, but at my core, I still am happiest when I'm home and have an ocean breeze. So avocado, I like turkey. Oh, actually, no, scratch all that. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Come on. Oh, my God. Silly me. My favorite food.
Big fan of the PB&Js. Oh, man. Yeah,
I can't. A California peanut butter and jelly.
Which type of jelly? Grape, strawberry? Like, which?
I'll go strawberry with crunchy peanut butter.
Yep.
Do you toast the bread or no?
Let's go sourdough or maybe just your maybe not so great for you, like Wonder Bread or Sara Lee. The white that pretty much chokes you as it goes down, that you gotta wash it down with some water.
gotta do a triple decker. That I'm trying to start a movement of people using three slices.
Wow.
Honestly, I might have to try that.
Okay, and last question: what is your biggest soccer girl problem?
My biggest soccer girl problem. Oh gosh. Oh, you know what absolutely irritates me to my core is, well, my hair is right now experiencing some breakage, so I've had to wear a lot of pre-wrap. And so when I tie the pre-wrap around my thigh, take it off, I put it on my neck, and I go to put it on my head, breaks every time. Every time. And like, it's happened where it's two times in a row that happened, and then I was like, I'm gonna scream. That's my biggest soccer girl.
What are they gonna make pre-wrap that like doesn't rip so easily? I feel like it'd probably be the easy solution.
It's that, and it's also just I can't ever find a headband that isn't too thick or too thin. Yeah. That fits my head. I have a small head. And pre-wrap is the only thing that I can use, yet I almost am just violent every time I use it.
That'll ruin your whole day. That moment right there.
Yeah.
It's and they say they don't have any, and then you see them sneak a roll in their bag.
Issues.
Well, that's a good one. I like that. Fix it, but I don't know how.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Everyone knows. It's very specific, but it's definitely a soccer girl problem.
Yes.
Well, Haley, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to get to know you more, and we're so excited to watch you crush it on the field. Hopefully we get to see you play in person soon.
Well, that would be so exciting. I'm so excited that you guys asked me to do this. When you guys reached out, I was like, oh my gosh, because it's like growing up in club soccer when I was young, everyone, Instagram had just come out. We're like soccer girl props. Everyone go follow. It was so funny, and followed you guys throughout club. And then we'd always try to get posted. And then in college, like you guys, soccer girl props, repost like some tackle that I had at Vanderbilt. And I remember everyone was sending me, they're like, oh my God, you got posted on soccer girl props. I'm like, no way.
That is amazing. So,
this is a full circle moment for me and you guys. It's super special to finally be a part of something that you guys did. So thank you so much for asking. It meant a lot.
That's awesome. We really appreciate the love. We really do.
Yeah, I can't wait to go tell my club teammates about this. Like, I did for us. Shout out Slammers.
Send them your podcast episode link.
I will. This is great.
Awesome. Well, have a great day.
Thank you guys so much. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.